Lupus LA would like to thank our generous sponsors for their support of the Your Story, Our Fight podcast. Emerge Business Solutions serves as a personal and professional CFO for clients across a wide spectrum of industries. They handle financial affairs with integrity and transparency. Gemini Beauty believes in beauty for a cause, and in their case, the cause is lupus. The team at Gemini is changing the skincare game for good. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Lupus LA podcast, Your Story, Our Fight. Today we are talking to Ashley Green. Ashley's a lupus patient and a small business owner. Her company is Bear Bodhi. They make healthy bath products and I think her company really came out of her lupus story. So we're going to talk about that. But first, let's welcome Ashley to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell me a little bit about when you were first diagnosed. I know it was in your 20s. So that's sort of a key spot. We hear that from a lot of people. But tell me a little bit about Ashley pre-diagnosis and what your life was like before you were diagnosed.
Pre-diagnosis, I was just living it up in my 20s, honestly. I was kind of a party girl, always going out and having a good time. I was in school, I think, and, you know, but my mom was a hairdresser. She was working at a salon, or she owns a salon rather. And I was working for her and I blow dried for her one day. And then I came home and the next day I just could not move my shoulder at all. And I thought it was due to blow drying, but honestly, then it started to creep down towards the other extremities of my body. Like my knees started locking up, my hips started locking up. I had a good friend at the time who was an internist. So I reached out to her and asked her what I should do. I didn't have insurance at the time. And she was, cause I was doing, you know, like a Google search, like what is this? And lupus was one of the things that came up and I was honestly petrified, but she did think that I should first step, get insurance and then, try and find someone to look into it. And it turns out I was first diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And after several years of treatment for that, like I was taking injectables and seeing a different doctor. I was actually hospitalized with a kidney infection at one point. And the admitting nurse, she recommended Dr. Daniel Wallace, who I then, once I got out of the hospital, I switched and went to him. And he was the person who actually diagnosed me with lupus.
And do you still maintain the RA diagnosis along with the lupus diagnosis, or we now think the whole thing was really lupus?
Now the whole thing was really lupus. Because honestly, all the drugs I was taking for RA, I mean, I know they're very similar linked diseases, but all the drugs I was taking for RA didn't work. And I hated injecting myself too. So I was honestly kind of grateful for the diagnosis because at least I knew what it was and I didn't have to stick a needle in my thigh anymore.
Sure. No, that's, I mean, and I feel like once you really get a sense of, okay, this makes sense, all the pieces of the puzzle fit in terms of your diagnosis, at least mentally, you can kind of wrap your head around it a little bit more.
Truthfully. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. I think, you know, once you have a concrete diagnosis, you can do a little bit more research and try and tailor your lifestyle to fit that, which is, it's a blessing.
And once you switch to the right drug cocktail combination, did you notice that your health improved dramatically?
Right away. I mean, within a few months, because I was really unstable for a few years. So I was taking a lot of steroids, which, I mean, just to be vain was awful for my body, for my face. You know, my face was swollen, my eyes were swollen. I used to hate, even now, I can't look back at pictures of myself from then because I just don't look like myself.
Yeah.
But yes, at the time, the doctor I was seeing, she was trying to put me on rituximab, which was very expensive. My insurance was only covering 70% of it. And I think it was like $140,000. And then when I went to see Dr. Daniel Wallace, he put me on a drug that only cost $6 with my insurance. And within like 3 months, I was as close to normal as I had ever felt in years.
Amazing. Yeah, that's, I do feel like once you find that right path, you really can thrive that way. So tell me, what was sort of in the mirror, what was going on in your life at the same time, all of this diagnosis and changing doctors and getting the medication right? Were you still in school?
No, at that time I started working. So I was working as an assistant, which was really difficult. There was an event that I did at Greystone Mansion, which I don't know if you know it, but it's one of the first mansions in Beverly Hills. It's now like a park in LA. It's beautiful. If you've never been there, you should go. But we did an event there and I honestly could not walk by the end of it. It's all cobblestone. And I was literally taking like baby steps to get to my car. And then once I got to my car, I couldn't lift my leg to get into my car. It was horrible. Like I drove a Mustang at the time and it's just a heavy vehicle. So there were times where I couldn't even, like, I remember sitting in my garage for half an hour trying to start the car. My wrist just wasn't working. So it was challenging to go through trying to find the right cocktail of drugs and then also work at the same time, especially in a super high stress position. Like as an assistant, I was a hands-on personal assistant where I was like in the thick of it, traveling with the principal and, you know, doing all of the day-to-day stuff. It was hard to hide it. And I felt like I had to hide it because it was something that I just didn't really want everyone to know.
So that was my next question was, what were your employers? Did you ever get to that point where you let your employers know, hey, this is what's going on with me?
And at a certain point I had to, just because it was interfering so much with the job. And then I was getting IV infusions that I would have to take during work hours. So yes, I did end up eventually telling them. And I mean, it's just one of those things. You just have to work through it. I don't know.
Well, my question was actually, you know, I know there's a lot of people who really try to hide their lupus from whatever job they're in. And I always find a lot of the time, actually, when you actually let the employer know what's going on, the reaction from the employer is usually different than you're anticipating in your head. Was that the case with you? I mean, was it sort of a more, well, A, was it a load off your mind? Did that alleviate some of the stress? And B, what was the reaction from the employers?
It definitely alleviated stress for me. Just because obviously if you're keeping a secret, you don't, it does more harm to you than anybody else. But I would say that my employer's reaction was as best as I could hope. I mean, they gave me the time off that I needed to get my medication and stuff like that. But if you're in terms of like lightening the workload or anything like that, no. I think the expectations were just as high and there were no excuses ultimately at the end of the day. Like the job had to get done. So.
Yeah, I assume you don't really want to be treated dramatically differently because you still want to be able to work at a high level and be thought of as a high level. You know, I know that job, especially out here in Hollywood, that job is critical to making things run right in the whole town, you know?
Correct.
I can understand. And so did you ultimately stay in that line of work? I mean, I know you started your own company and we're going to get to that in a little bit, but did the lupus shift your career trajectory in any way?
I stayed in the same line of work, but it did shift in the sense that now it's more of a desk job as opposed to a hands-on in-person job. I work more as an executive assistant where I'm on my computer all day as opposed to, kind of being face to face and having to lift boxes and like go pick everything up, stuff like that.
So tell me, you know what I want to do? I actually want to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll get into the evolution of Bear Bodhi. Because I think that's, you know, starting your own business while you're still in this high pressure field is so impressive. And, you know, I know that relates a lot to your lupus. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Lupus LA's fellowship program is an essential part of ensuring the training of future rheumatologists. The nation is experiencing a serious shortage of pediatric rheumatologists. Today, there are approximately 300,000 children diagnosed with rheumatic conditions in the United States, but only about 250 practicing pediatric rheumatologists to meet this tremendous need.
We are back on the Lupus LA podcast, Your Story, Our Fight, talking to Ashley Green. And before the break, we were talking about the pressures of being in a high power executive assistant position in Hollywood. And so you're in this high powered executive assistant position, you have lupus, you decide, I want to start a company. How did, give me that, maybe I shortened it too much, but give me kind of the evolution of that discovery and that side of you.
So I was affected a lot by not only my own lupus, but other, you know, really chronic diseases. Like my mom had cancer. One of my best friends had cancer. So through that, I started researching basically all the products that we use, even like toothpaste, how many chemicals they have in it, and lotions and stuff like that. I took a lotion making class. And from there, I decided it was always just in my head that I wanted to have a beauty company, body care company that was natural and focused on a more holistic way of like treating our bodies. So I've been making my own lotion for several years now. During the pandemic, I actually lost my job, and that's when I decided to go full force. I put a lot of money and time into building the business, and from there, just kind of, it's been my little baby on the side. I still work a full-time job, but it's just something that I do in my free time.
And tell me, did you have an experience where you sort of switched products either to more holistic products or to your own products that you noticed an actual difference in your health?
I can't say that I noticed a difference in my health per se, but I definitely noticed a difference in my skin. Like from making my own products, my skin's a lot softer. It's just a lot more hydrated, just, you know, better moving forward. I've had a great experience with, like, I think my skin just looks more luminous and bright, whereas before, and I don't know if it had anything to do with all of the medications that I'm on, but I had like kind of a dull look to my skin, but my physical health didn't change.
Did you also, at the same time, did you change your diet or exercise plan or anything like that in relation to your lupus?
There was one point where when I was first diagnosed, I went completely holistic. I had never really taken any medication in my life. So I went the whole route of just researching. I was seeing a nutritionist. I was seeing an acupuncturist, an acupressurist, all different kinds of naturopaths. I was on all kinds of medication. I followed the like no nightshades, and I was really not really eating very much. I think I was surviving off of like coconut milk and vegetables and quinoa. That was my diet at the time. But I actually ended up getting significantly worse. I wasn't taking any medication at the time, so I'm sure that did have something to do with it. But now I try my best to eat healthy, but I don't limit myself. If I am actually craving something, I try my best to like follow a good diet, a healthy diet, eat a lot of leafy greens. I work out significantly, like 3-4 times a week. And if I'm not working out, I'm walking. But I've found that it doesn't, I don't know, for my body, it didn't help that much for me to just go completely cold turkey and cut everything out.
Yeah. That's good to hear, because I have a terrible diet, and I'm always worried that you know, that one doctor is going to force me to change it, and that's my one vice. So
yeah, I would.
But I hear a lot on this podcast that diet change makes such a big difference in their lives. So my feeling is that you have to find what works for you and what your combination of diet and exercise and sleep and all of those things. But that's just my excuse not to change my diet, I guess.
I feel you. I mean, it's hard to completely give up all the good food.
What was it like on your health, putting all that effort and focus into starting Bear Bodie?
If I'm honest, at the time, my health was on the upturn. Like, I was doing pretty well. After I started seeing Dr. Wallace and he switched my medications, it was just a steady like progression in how my body was feeling. And the medication I was taking was starting to slowly decrease. So I was feeling the best I had ever really felt over the last 10 years. And if anything, starting the company gave me more energy. Like, doing something that you're passionate about, you're just happier, you're thriving. So it gave me an outlet to think about something that wasn't my disease.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's happiness really helps healthiness, I think.
I agree. What, and tell me, stress too. I think, like, at the time I wasn't working. I was only working on the company. So my stress levels were way down. I think I was just... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just...
It's your story. You get to talk.
I think I was just able to apply like more effort, energy, like enthusiasm into the company as opposed to somebody else's work.
And now that you're doing the company and working full time, how has that layered aspect made any change?
It definitely is more difficult. It's like I said, it's something that's a side project for now. I am looking to bring someone on who would be able to run it more full time because I do need to do my job, my actual job. But it's just a side project. It's something I do on the weekends and the evenings and on my own free time.
And where can you find it? Is it through your website? Is it through,
you can find it,
have you gotten distribution
online? We're in a few salons in LA, but mainly online is where you can purchase our products.
Do you market specifically to chronic health patients and lupus patients or autoimmune patients at all?
No, we don't, but it's just part of the thread of the brand, right? It's part of our story. So we don't shy away from it, but it's not something that's specifically only for lupus patients. It's anybody can use it. You can use it. I'll send you some.
Now there we go. That's what I was working towards this entire time, is free products. My wife loves a good new skincare product. So I'll take you up on that. But so tell me a little bit about your family and their reaction to your lupus and how supportive they've been and what's that part of your journey like?
Well, my family is very supportive and they want me to take my medication, see doctors. We don't live that close to each other. So I've pretty much done this a lot on my own. In the beginning, when I was first diagnosed, I think it was like a panic going throughout the family. Like, how did she get this? Who has it? As far as I know, I'm the only person in my family who's ever been diagnosed with lupus, or any autoimmune disease for that matter. But I think my family is as supportive as they can be from afar. But when it comes to like my doctor's appointments and stuff, I've always done that on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have the same distance. When I was first diagnosed, I was living near my family and I was 16. And so my family was super involved. But when I moved out here now, it's kind of, it's my own. And it puts a lot of pressure on you to really keep track of everything. And you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder. I think that can add to the stress level as well.
Yeah, that's true. I think I also went through a phase where I was trying to deny. I mean, it's like, you go through life and you're not telling everyone on the street like, hey, I don't feel good today because I have lupus. So the fact that I was hiding it from other people, inevitably I started hiding it from myself. And I've definitely had phases where I've fallen off and I needed to keep myself back on track or get myself back on track. Mm-hmm. But I think I found a healthy balance now where, in combination with, like I said, my diet, exercise, taking my medications, and really, like, I think the main thing is just trying to keep my stress levels as low as possible. When I'm stressed out, I flare up. So
have you lost the party girl that you had before you were diagnosed, or is that, have you been able to maintain some of that? All right, good. That's what I want to hear.
I still love a good party, but I'm definitely not out in the streets like I used to be.
Right. That's probably good anyway, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, what's your advice for young ladies who, you know, want to have a real high pressure career, but get a lupus diagnosis, or, you know, when they're in the middle of that climb up the ladder, what's your advice to people in that position?
I think what I would say is just take care of yourself first, because a job is going to be there. You know, your career can always be built up. You can always start again, but your body, you get one chance. Take care of yourself first. Take care of your mental health. Take time off if you need it. Rest when you need it. Listen to your body. I think I put myself through more stress than I needed to. And granted, it got me far in my career, but I don't know. I think if I would have done it all over again, I would have definitely prioritized myself more than everybody else. It's the nature of the position that I work in to put other people before you. But with time, I've realized that the only person who's going to advocate for you really is you. And if you allow people to, if you allow yourself to be taken advantage of or have spend so much time on everybody else and there's no time left for yourself, your body will suffer because of it.
That's a really good point. Really good advice. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. Give everybody the website for the products so we can make sure to sell some skincare products. Shameless plug. Let's do
Shameless
it.
Shameless plug. It's barebodhi.com. BareBodhi.com.
Excellent. We'll pop that up on the screen on the bottom. And for those of you who are watching us, and I really want to thank you, Ashley. I think your story is inspirational. And want to wish you the best of luck with both your business and your career and your health.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
On behalf of the entire team at Lupus LA, we thank you for joining the Your Story, Our Fight podcast. Please tune in, spread the word, and come back for more inspiring lupus stories. I'm your host, Adam Selkowitz, wishing you good health. And to always remember, your story is our fight.